PX and 4ZLK.
PX, I'm here, Shane.
Parked northbound from the state line down, or just where that accident is?
From the cliff back toward Greenville is where the blockage is at.
Going red on all the way up to the state line. It's probably just because of the construction. He was looking at that. All right, I appreciate it. Four, is that okay?
Your KO4HK.
Is that okay?
KO4HK.
Shake the heads up. He typed it in the GPS and it was telling him to avoid 25 completely, even up at the state line. It was telling him to either go 276 or old 25.
I have a feeling it's backed up past old 25 there where you could go up the watershed.
Best bet would be to go Gap Creek Road through Jones Gap there and come out at the top of the hill.
Probably so. Hey, they're going to be there a while trying to get that truck out, because it's in between the two barriers, and so they're going to have to, eventually they'll have to bog the other side to pick that truck back up and ride it.
Terrible. But those things happen when they narrow the lanes down like that.
Because people don't read the signs and get over when they should. They wait till the last minute and then try to jump in front of somebody.
Do read the sign and they accelerate to try to jump in front of somebody, especially a truck.
I'm sure you're like me. I see all kinds of stupid maneuvers when something like that happens.
Slow down and let them go, because getting irritated about it's not going to help. And hey, I'm getting paid by the hour when I'm working.
As long as you don't go over your hours that you can work.
Twice in 10 years. It's very rare.
It is, but it could still happen. Something like that at the end of the day.
Sort of my fault, except I was pretty new and I got down to Columbia and they wanted me to go to Greensboro, and I was a new driver and they're doing that, and they miscalculated, ended up running out of time. But the other time I broke down and had to wait on a fix. It was a flat tire, but it took them 3 hours to get there, so that kind of put me over.
Well, like, the company will just send out a driver to pick you up then, won't they?
First time, my supervisor actually came out with another guy, and he drove me home. So he told me to punch out and sit on the side of the road. And then this last time, he said, I can give you a two-hour emergency extension. So I don't know if that's something new, or if it was because I had a good excuse, a breakdown.
I guess I'd just be out of luck. Ain't got nobody else to come get it. I just had to spend the night with it.
Patrick, I'd come help you if I could.
Take that, but like I said, I don't have anybody else in my team that works for me to come drop it.
Supervisor?
Short call, though.
Be busy, because you'd be on the other end.
But luckily, that's never happened.
Well, I heard there was I guess it was last week, maybe this week too, a big focus on DOT, a big, can't remember what they call it, but really going to be out there and enforcing all the regulations.
It was last week, and 3 days foolish on that. And the problems you were having is what they were looking for. They were looking at the tractor protection valves where your glad hands were popping off. That kind of thing is what they were looking for when I was seeing what it was all about.
called. I didn't have a glad hand pop off. It was the airline split right in the middle of it.
Yeah, I just found it. Here you, I knew that's what they were looking for, and you were having those problems with air leaks and different things. And they were going to be looking for air leaks and specifically testing the tractor protection valve on there. So, but I didn't hear anybody having any problems out of it or see a whole lot. So I don't know if they've done it in this area or not.
Where's that LK? Yeah, I didn't see anybody either. And yet, there's times when almost every day I'll see a DOT or one on each side. They're at White Horse. Between Malden Road and White Horse Road, somewhere along there, they'll have somebody pulled over. But I didn't see anybody last week.
It's common for me to see them around town. But I didn't see anybody.
In vehicles, too. They were in unmarked white pickup trucks there for a while, and I think now they're in blue ones.
We got an assortment of them. I've seen black, white, blue, and then I've seen marked ones. So they just got a wide array of colors on that one.
Speeding, I'm not really sure what unmarked DOT trucks are, what benefits them, because, you know, if you've got an issue with your vehicle and they see you go by and they want to pull you over to check something, it doesn't matter if the vehicle's marked or not. It's not like you could slow down and make them change their mind.
Get it either. Other than it allows them to cruise the parking lot looking for problems, dangling air chambers, you know, that kind of thing.
Patrick, you're not telling me that happens on the road.
Fortunately, I have to say, I have seen it. Seen dump trucks, tractor trailers with half the valve dangling by the hose, or the whole one, the whole part of the valve where the arm broke.
Excuse me, we had a different lot. We were parking trailers, overflow trailers, and I went down to pick up one, and I walked around it, found one, I walked around it, and both tires on one axle were not there, and it was just chained up. The axle was chained up, and I don't know if a wrecker brought it in, if I had a load on it and a wrecker brought it in, or if a driver brought it in like that, but I just left it sitting there. ZLK, we got another station. You're not making it. If you got any more power or maybe a different location, try again.
The power
stops. Check, that's Leon. He's on his HT in his work truck and just don't have enough power to get into the repeater. I just make out his call sign there that last time.
Recognize who it was?
If you're listening, you're going to have to get you one of them little antennas that rest on the window so you can get the antenna outside the truck, and it'll probably work pretty good for you.
Okay, man, it's foggy out here, close to 11, Pumpkin Town area.
He said this morning when he was out, he said he ran into a bunch of fog.
I didn't hear him say that, but I haven't talked to Matthew in a while. I always miss him.
Heading to Tuesday morning meeting is what he said. I think him and some other guys, local group or something, church, get together, have a Bible study or men's breakfast. That's what he was doing this morning. He wasn't heading into work.
The other side of it, and it was like there's no fog. It's like a beautiful day. It was about a mile worth of fog right down in the Illinois Valley area, right over the Illinois River, and that was it.
They're around the river on Bears Bridge.
This is in Pumpkin Town, the intersection of Highway 8 and 288. Forest Bridge didn't have any, Sluta River didn't have any fog on it.
It was colder.
Kind of say the Saluda River is too dirty to have fog. Oh, I know it has nothing to do with the dirtiness of it. It's the temperature, but I couldn't resist.
To warm it up.
River is about a quarter of the size of the Saluda River, so it's almost like a creek at some points.
As in a big fog patch then, just a small area.
Always about 5 to 10 degrees cooler there in that little spot. Wintertime, I'll leave the house and it might be 30 degrees and it'll be 22, 21 degrees there, right at that spot. Same with the summer, it's always a little bit cooler.
That driving around up at the house and you cross over the little creeks and streams and it's, you can tell it real quick. Here my next stop or my first stop, so I'm going to have to say 7-3. Good to talk to you this morning and hope you have a good day and get you some rest. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 7-3.
Talk to you as well, Patrick. Hope you have a good day. Hope everything goes well. We will talk to you later on this afternoon, probably. KO4HKX and 4ZLK, 7-3.
KW4FCM. 4FCM, listening.
And 4ZLK.
Hey, morning, Shane. Always good to hear you. Beautiful day, no rain. Wow. So, enjoy W4FCM.
I will try to enjoy some of it, but I'll be sleeping for a good bit of today.
You're cutting grass right next to your window, huh? But enjoy the rest, Shane, and always good to hear you. You're coming well. My son's a landscaper, as you know, and he works late at night, so he doesn't get up sick. All right, W4FCM sign.
Hard worker. Those guys work hard, sun up to sundown. You have a good day, Fred. Nice to hear you. N4ZLK.